adventurers. I am your mailbag master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this evening, Mike Bachman.
Hey, it's me. I'm your mail carrier. I got a package for you. It's going to be delivered anytime between 12:30 and 9 p.m.
Anika Howard.
Hey, it's me. My pronouns are she, her. I am a carrying male, and I got a nice 47-year-old boy on my back. You want him?
Fuck you.
I'm laughing, but I don't know what's happening.
I just said the same thing Bachman said, but backwards.
Yeah.
That is funny. That is funny. That's good. Hey, folks. No Timothy and Jennifer tonight.
We kicked him to the curb. No Tim and Jennifer any night.
Yeah.
They're off the show.
They're off the show.
You move out of Boston, you move out of the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know why this voice is sticking around.
They said they don't care about you guys and that they wanted to live in St. Louis. So.
Wow.
They big time this hard.
Wow.
So big time.
That's actually what happened.
So they must be really tired because normally
it's that extra hour they got here. It's the Lord's time. You just get extra blessed.
Normally they'll do anything to get on the show and be here.
They moved to St. Louis and discovered our new lives.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Every time you move to the Midwest, you get lifetime for free.
Wow. Yeah, so since Tim and Jennifer are not here, they are traveling, they're looking at they're inspecting a house. Good. I'm sure it will. So we're going to do a free mailbag. We're free mailbag tonight.
Oh, we love it.
We're doing a free mailbag.
Oh my gosh.
But before we do that, we have a little business that we need to attend to. Oh, congratulations. I hope your name is not accurate. Congratulations, Nick Nasty.
Oh, shit.
Nick, don't be nasty. Nick Nasty, 247. You are about to get a whisper. Thank you to Die Hard Dice for being our official dice. If you didn't win a set of beautiful Die Hard Dice, you can go to dieharddice.com. And what do they put in? What's the code?
Greetings-JUN. It's always the first three letters of the month.
So put in greetings-JUN.
Yes.
You get, I believe it's 15% off.
15%.
And you make us happy because we get a little taste.
A little kiss. Hashtag ad. Hashtag sponsored.
We wet our beaks, so to speak.
Oh, someone said it's J-U-N-E. We need the E this month.
Oh, don't forget the E. Greetings-June for this month.
Try both.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What are we even doing?
All right, here's the first question from Michael Kessler. Tim, a few months ago, someone went on Reddit and half-jokingly hinted that you may have been reading Wish wrong. My question is, do you forgive me or them? Tim?
Tim does not. I mean, what I know of Tim, no, there's not a chance in hell. Tim forgives nobody.
All right. Let's keep going. I should probably read these first, but I won't. C. Lund says, what are your characters' biggest regrets, and are they doing anything to remedy them and or prevent them from happening again? NPCs included if Michael is there.
Oh, shit. Okay. I think Jayla regrets letting Blood Drinker get away.
Yeah.
Every day she plots a way to find... She's on a mission to find some... weaponsmith who can forge a blade that's as cursed as Blood Drinker, but perhaps maybe it's like powered on boob burritos and Deva milk.
But Blood Drinker was evil.
That's fine.
I don't know that we can truly say that Blood Drinker was evil.
It's all perspective, right?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Is a lion evil when it takes down a gazelle? No, it's just the circle of life, such as it is when Blood Drinker drinks the blood of an innocent.
Of a hobo.
Hobgoblin.
Lonnie has no regrets.
Yeah, Lonnie wouldn't have a regret, would she?
Nah, because everything is a learning experience. That's why she's so wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Frank is probably constantly full of regrets for having gotten mixed up with you people.
Wow. What else would he be doing, though?
Well, I think that, but then he, like, I think he's, like, full of regrets, but then at the same time, he's, like, the happiest he's ever been. That's my guess.
His alternative would be working in the hell where we went for the business retreat, right?
Right. That's no good. Bachman, did any of your characters have regrets?
I have regrets.
Mike Bachman has regrets? The character Mike Bachman?
Yeah, there's always stuff that I, like, don't pay off. Like, where's Steve's golem? Mm. Oh. I got a book, and I had the ability to make a golem. Where is it at? Who knows?
Bachman, can I ask you a question, maybe not to pile on, but about your regrets?
Yeah.
Where's Squelch?
Squelch is canonically with us all the time. I've talked about that recently more than anything else, is where Squelch is.
Okay. I actually was just trying to trip you up because I didn't know if you knew his name.
Oh.
I didn't know his name.
Is that his bone dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a tweet earlier today. I think
it was in the chat. When we started streaming too.
Fuck. God damn it.
But no, I've always kept track of Squelch. Squelch has been with us sometimes off on errands. So if we ever say something that makes it seem like Squelch could not be with us, it's because Squelch is off doing something else. It's all part of the story.
It's all part of it.
What about Roz? Does she have any regrets?
I mean, I think she probably regrets the position that she was put into, but...
Where she had to stab Harper?
Yeah, but probably hurts her brain and stuff, but she didn't have a choice. What is she going to do?
Damn. So true.
You know? Reggie Grant asks, in an alternate universe where Kickstarter Angel of Death chose a different victim, would Adira have been a Thumble instead of a Harper? Imagine the awkward family reunion that would have happened as we get closer to the end game. P.S. Sly Flourish. I don't know. That would be, I mean, Tim created Adira in the beginning. So he probably would have just had some other sister that I would have turned into a weird devil-loving person who's good, I guess.
I want to be Adira. She's so cool.
Oh, here's a good one. MP Hammy says, happy Pride, y'all. Who's your favorite fictional LGBTQA+ character from any form of media. I would have to say, this is just the first thing that's popping into my brain, but Victor from Yuri on Ice is a wonderful character.
So good. Yes.
It's a wonderful character. Whomst I love.
I feel like that's a really hard question. One, because in my mind, every character from any sort of like animated medium to me is just...
is gay?
They're all.
I mean, obviously, Alutra and Jayla.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. You can't pick your own.
Probably can't pick your own.
They said from any.
Ooh.
Any media.
Well, dang. I feel like I want to take that one then. That answer is good to me. That is true.
God, I want to cop out because I like Victor's. I like that answer. So I definitely would not have thought of that on my own, but I really like it. So there we are.
All right.
Oh, fuck. Puri Puri Prisoner. Final answer from One Punch.
Damn.
This is from Violent Griffin. What's one thing that could happen that would emotionally destroy each of your characters?
Yeah, please. Couldn't you all answer this question?
No!
I'm doing the finger tense, the evil finger tense.
The beauty of playing characters that are all clueless is that none of them could be emotionally destroyed.
Scud's having some real moments with his dad. I think Uthgar might be having moments.
Like, but Scud, I would argue, was equally willing to both reconcile with his dad and murder his dad. So if that's not psychopathic behavior, I don't know.
What is?
Or sociopathic, I don't know.
I mean, you could do Jayla. Jayla, I feel like, is easier.
Oh, Jayla for sure would be, if anything happened to Aludra.
Yeah.
That would, like, if Aludra died, that would just break her. I do think that if everyone died, Lonnie might turn, like, evil Flash, have, like, an evil Flash arc.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's using the dark speed force, so to speak. Yeah. Oh, God. Or if Lonnie couldn't go fast.
What if she sprained her ankle?
Oh, no.
Emotionally destroyed forever.
Yeah. Damn, that would suck. I would hate that.
Here's a great question that you guys aren't going to understand. Mm-hmm. Preston Hooser says, does the soup tube exist in Drunkaroos? The soup tube.
Is that a soup tube that has soup in it and you could put your mouth to it and drink soup out of?
There is a question on Dear Internet where someone was trying to invent a soup tube. It was a tube system that would deliver soup directly to your apartment or house.
Oh.
I'm sure. Okay.
I want the soup tube.
Put me on Dear Internet because I've got so many things to say about
this. Does the soup tube change? Like what type of soup you get?
There was like premium options where you would be able to get more different soups. Maybe.
Doesn't matter because it could never fucking work because the soup would sit in the pipes and get tepid. And you'd have to run. Try turning on your hot water after it's been off for a long time. You do not instantly get hot water.
They'd have to flush the system out or else you'd have gross and you wouldn't be able to change the soup temp or the soup flavor.
You can only flush out the main line. They can't go into everybody's apartment and turn on their faucets to flush it out.
Why not? It's just like a bidet. You get your soup and then you have to run it through like a
water. I'm not washing my asshole with hot soup. It's not like a bidet.
You don't have to wash your asshole with it. You just like rinse out the soup tube.
No, these are pipes. These are in your walls. Like you can't get to them. Like, so you have the main, let me explain something to you. You have the main soup line.
Yeah.
You have the offshoots of the soup line that go into the apartment. And then the person in the apartment has to turn it on. You don't want your landlord coming in and turning on your soup tube. No, you do it yourself. So you're going to get nasty soup in there. And then it's going to get bacteria. That's going to reverse contaminate the main line.
We have to be doing this under the assumption, under the thought that there's some sort of scientific way that we've already overcome the bacteria.
No, no, that is not part of it.
No, you have to come up with that. If you're arguing that this could work, you have to be the one to do that. You can't just hand wave all the problems.
The flushing of the system is the way you can do it. You can do it. All you have to do is just have centralized soup locations with the different type of soup tubes. Each soup tube can be hooked up to like a rotating type of system. Your soup tube would go in there. It'd be a hygienic, like a surgical grade something, silicone, something, I don't know, something that wouldn't, whatever.
What if it just like piped in a broth? And then, you know, depending on your different nozzles, it could add things in as the broth came through. What about this?
I think solids have to be separate.
You need time in the soup for the flavors to mature.
All right, so you're expecting this to be good soup.
Yes, otherwise why are we even doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be like...
have soup in your house all the time.
Okay, wait. Okay, what's our base level of soup? Like the worst level of soup I'm expecting is like Panera.
Oh no, this is like...
better than that?
This is like Campbell's with extra water in it.
Why do you want that? Okay, in that case, put it through my bidet, because that's all it's good for.
See, now a hot soup ass wash sounds good.
I want a bidet where the outer rim, like, because you could get those Campbell's soup bowls that say good around the end. I want that on my bidet. And then squirts some fucking chicken nude on my butt. God.
That sounds great.
Okay. Oh, here, I've got another question. This is not necessarily D&D related, but this is on the same track. Mizzotti official, who has the best fart? Who can say?
Who has the best fart?
This is the one I read as who has the best fan art.
Oh, but it was fart.
It's just who has the best fart.
I mean, are we talking about like actual fart from your butt?
Yeah, that's exactly. For some reason, I thought you were going to say farts from your mouth.
Right, no.
Oh, who has the best fart from the show, character-wise?
Okay, that's probably an easier question to answer.
I think Lonnie probably has some pretty stink-ass farts because she's eating egg salad sandwiches.
There's a lot of beans going around.
That's true. Toby does eat a lot of beans.
A lot of beans going around.
Squelch.
Squelch. Yeah, Squelch is going to have bad farts. All dogs do.
But does a bone have a fart?
Yes.
Bananas Foster, as Narc Platypus says, yeah, he's probably got the worst fart.
Oh my God.
They're probably, yeah. But like, it's, you're never going to hear one of Bananas. Everything's just too loose to make any sort of noise.
Gross.
Oh my god.
Falling off a cliff, says Hobie. Maybe that's true. It could be very pumpkin-y. And now he's big. So
Steve's farts would be bad. Like
Steve's farts would be really bad. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Wait, was the question who has the best though?
Yeah, who has the best? But is best?
How do you qualify that?
Like who? Which one? When they fart, you're like looking forward to the next one.
Jarrett Hermosillo. I'm bad at names. I've consumed Letterkenny. I've worked my way through JoJo and Demon Slayer. What else should be on my list so that I can understand more of your references? Obviously, you guys all know what I'm going to say.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Well, I was going to say, I think you should leave.
Demon Slayer.
Oh, yeah. I think you should leave, of course.
Or Detroiters.
YouTube's 107 best comedy videos.
Or fast forward a month or two, Ted Lasso.
Oh, fast forward Fast and Furious Saga, Fast 9.
Ooh, yeah. Wait, why?
I don't know. Because Michael just said fast forward, and that's whenever that movie's coming out.
High on my list right now is, not really. High on my list like 4 months ago was Ted Lasso. I watched it twice. It was very good. Now I'm very obsessed with Auntie Donna. Very obsessed. I've started listening to their podcast.
They have a podcast?
They have a podcast with like 300 and something episodes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's bonkers. And they did really good live shows and stuff. It's very, they're a sketch comedy group from Australia.
Yes.
They're very funny. They say the C word a lot. And it's not a big deal in Australia, I guess.
Yeah.
Auntie Donna. They have a Netflix special. They have a ton of videos on YouTube. They started on YouTube. And they have a podcast. The first like 50 episodes of the podcast are very bad. But then they get much better.
Would you say that those are skippable?
Yes. Because every episode is just them doing a different... They just like randomly improv stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's very good. Anyone else? Anyone else got anything? It is really... I think you should leave in Detroiters.
If you want to get... I would say Flash... For Bachman and I, CW yeah. shows.
Yeah, I'll probably drop some Power Rangers deep cuts if you want to just like Ooh. Watch the entire 90s and early 2000s runs of all that stuff just in case. I would say I might not.
Yeah, those are the ones that I don't understand. And then when I do One Piece references, no one understands them. And that's okay.
Nothing.
That's okay.
But you get like you always get like the tweet like you know, like
yeah.
months later for the one person that got it. And those are always Ooh. Nice to hear.
Those are wonderful.
I've got Real Housewives and True Blood. I think that people should watch those two things because I need more people to holler at about those things.
Hey, I've got a real question. Daniel yeah. Martin Garcia says, was Tranthumble planned to play such a big part after the destruction of Carr? The Eckhart Dayhammer reveal is so damn good. Thank you, Michael, for such a great twist. I don't know why I read that one. Yeah, absolutely. Drinks and Daggers, like I put him into that game because I knew that eventually he was going to be, you know, he was going to play a big part. And people probably are like, why did you put this random guy from episode 15? And it's because he was going to be, he's going to be in there the whole time. When Matthew Morris created the character, I was like, you have to make a paladin. But then I let him do the rest of the stuff. And he was always going to be Trant. That's why Aludra and Jayla had that dream at the very beginning of the arc, where Trant Thumble cuts off the head of young Bucky.
No.
Yeah.
What's the smallest y'all can make your mouth?
Okay, then lips.
There's a question on Twitter that I would love to answer.
Yeah.
At Ghost Chase Killa says, for the players, do you wish Michael would have killed more of your PCs? And I think I've talked about this before. And I yes. Yeah. But like and it's that sounds weird coming from a person who's had the most PCs killed. But I still believe strongly that we need an accidental death at some point.
Like, yeah, that would be cool. Well, Harper was kind of accidental.
No, I don't think because I told him not to drink them.
Harper could have not died.
Yeah,
he could have survived.
Yeah, I really want there to just be like a straight up whoopsie, you know, like
we can't do that now though. Like it's literally impossible for you guys to die.
I was just gonna say, I feel like that's gonna be way more likely next game. Like yeah. we could potentially sure. run through a few first level characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where it's like I get like why we would probably want to shy away from it. Like the somebody like if we're like level like 12 or something, we've been doing it for a long like those characters for a long time, and then one of them just gets offed, and you don't get to pay off anything that they built up. Like, I think that there's a way to make that interesting, but I also think you're going to put off people a little bit, at least yeah. initially, until you pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I think we could do it. And I don't think we should 100% shy away from it.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's part of D&D. I mean, that's... I don't know. I started playing with the constant threat that my character was going to die because my DM wanted my character to die. So like, you know, having that like threat of, oh fuck, what if I pull an oopsie, you know, or having a silly thing that happens, like a crate falling on your character is funny. Like just have silly things like that happen.
Yeah.
That being said, I feel like it could happen to my character, but don't do it to one I'm really In love with, please.
That's the best, is when you're really in love with them.
Oh God, I guess.
Yeah, we need to make somebody cry on the show. That's what I think.
I have cried.
No one's cried in a long time.
It's true.
That's true.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or, couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto friendly, gluten, grain, and soy free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Yeah, I've definitely toyed around with the idea of making I mean, because I feel like death being so easy to avoid in D&D sort of lowers the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
And which I think is probably good for a game, but not as good for a show, which is why I've done things like introduced the aging, the knife that makes you grow old really fast. And so you can't get resurrected, or what was the other thing? I think the Gremp was originally going to make it so you couldn't die, or so you couldn't resurrect, or something like that. But I don't know. Maybe there just won't be clerics in the next one.
No, let's not play a Dragonlance game, please. I do like the idea of having, and I wish that I could do this or have this more in a game, like having something that's really cool but have a curse or a flaw or something like that. Like you get resurrected, but now you have this negative thing, but it like is kind of cool. I like that. And I think that that's like a cool thing that could be implemented maybe instead of death in some cases.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Maybe I need to write a game or something and run it.
Do it.
Then I could do that. That's not going to happen.
Friggin' do it, Nika. Jesus.
If I do, it's going to be a spoopy game. That would be fun.
On the other hand, fucking kill them.
Yeah, fucking kill
them. Kill them all.
Slay them. The young and the old.
Someone named Mike Urban.
Never heard of them before.
Twitter says, hello, my friends. I miss you. I'm back miss to you. Ask the hard questions. Mm-hmm. When this campaign over, will Michael still be the GM? Will you try switching?
Never.
I would never say never, but I like doing it. And I don't know if anyone else really super wants to. He also asked, would the podcast ever leave the fantasy setting? So we've seen some other podcasts that have finished their initial campaigns and done both the DM switching and the genre switching. And in my estimation, it didn't go super well for them.
Yeah.
So I would rather just do a separate thing and probably keep this as a fantasy thing.
I think that's a good way to go about it, for sure.
Kind of the intent of random encounters.
Right, right, yeah. And actually, I think maybe by the time this is posted, I believe the site may be available as episode one as a podcast. So I would check out geeklyinc.com or my Twitter and download the first episode of the site, which is it's sort of fantasy, I guess. It is
folklore,
19th century Scandinavia, and there's fairies, and it's a little bit spooky. And it's a lot of fun. And I edited the first episode myself.
Oh my God. How'd that feel?
It was pretty fun. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do what David does. But it was fun to do it for one. And I really went overboard. There's never not either background music or ambient stuff or whatever. But I think it came out really good. I'm really excited for people to listen to it, and I hope people like it. And then someone in the chat said that Fred Greenleaf would be a good GM. So this is our, things can change. Fred could become busy. But the sort of, and we've talked about, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this.
I think so.
I'm almost positive we talked about this. The plan is that when this campaign ends, which is probably not that far off, honestly.
It's fine. I'm trying to mentally prepare and come up with a character for the next.
You don't have to. Don't do that yet, because you don't have to, because we're going to take like a 2-month break, between this campaign ending and the new one starting, because it's D&D and I don't know where it's going to finish. So I want to wait and see what happens before I do the next.
We're not going to play D&D for 2 months.
Well, no, because while I'm world building and figuring out what to do next, Fred Greenleaf is going to come in and he's going to run a game for us on the main feed.
What you're saying is I need to start drawing cards.
Drawing cards. Yeah. You got to start busting them out.
All right. at least here's my promise to you, at least one an episode, sometimes a couple.
we can make that happen.
I need to throw. Are you talking about your deck of mini cards and stuff?
Yeah.
And here's the beauty of it. I don't even think there's anything that says I have to be the one to draw one. Like, I can let somebody else draw a card, right?
Yes.
I guess so.
Oh yeah. And y'all don't know what's in there, so that actually makes it even more fun to me.
That is scary. Nice.
I've got a lot of beans in a bag.
That's true. You should throw those beans out. I mean, use them.
Can we have a beans episode, Michael?
Sure. Do that tonight. I'll still be around. I'm going to play. I'm going to be a player in that game.
Oh, good.
Whatever Fred does.
Everyone's going to be a player, right?
In Fred's game?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, that is the tentative plan right now. And that way, like, because we don't want, because people, we do have a fair number of listeners and people get pretty heated about things. So we don't want to veer too far off of the course. Kind of like give people what they like. So hopefully that'll continue to happen.
Can we play evil characters?
Could.
In the next game?
In Fred's game or the next?
No, in your game.
In my game. Yeah. Well, I don't envision the next one taking 8 years.
Really?
I don't think it's going to be a 1 to 20 necessarily. I think it's more of like, what's the story we want to tell? And then we tell it. But
what if we just leveled really fast?
Or we could level. I don't know. Maybe that could happen.
Ooh, oh no.
Who's to say?
Who's to can tell us? Only the person running the game.
Well, I mean, but it's a collaborative thing. So
it's true.
You know, let's see. Josketh asks, who's the best at dropping down and getting their eagle on? I mean, it's probably me, right?
I can slav squat like a motherfucker.
All right. Well. We'll just have to see when GeeklyCon happens again someday.
I wish that we could have talked about this. I could have done this for Josh last week. 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago. And then we could have recorded it because I saw him in person.
What the hell?
Could have recorded it and then had video so the chat could have done that thing. Vote.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Next time. Kieran Bennett asks, if you had to swap characters with someone, who would you swap with?
Ooh. Oh, I'd take Lonnie for sure. I want to go fast.
Toby? I'd take Toby.
Yeah?
Because he has Wish. He could fuck up so many things. Oh my god.
I'd swap with past me playing Bananas.
Would you play instead?
No, I would play Bananas now.
Oh, would you have liked to have played Bananas as like a full-time character?
Yes. Yes. But it would have destroyed the podcast. We wouldn't be sitting here now.
We wouldn't be friends. At the time, you said you wouldn't want to play him all the time and that the voice would hurt your throat.
I said that just to maintain.
You were lying.
Just to maintain relationships. But oh, I wanted to be Bananas and I wanted to roll against players every second I got. Oh, everyone would hate it, but I would love it. I'd sit high up on my throne.
Well, I do super want to bring Bananas back for a Tales from the Foaming Tankard where I don't know. I think I've said this out loud before. I haven't decided if I want to be a player in that game or the GM, or if I would feel too bad for someone else being the GM in that game.
Do you want to be, Michael, you want to be Bananas? Just take him out for a spin?
Well, I want to be someone who's even worse than Bananas. And then I would try to torture you.
Just try it, buddy.
Do you mean like worse in terms of like mechanically worse or personality worse?
Yeah, both.
Bananas wasn't even level 20 yet. That wasn't even his final form.
Michael, do you have any restrictions on what type of characters we could or could not play in a game?
I mean, in the current setting, no, but I could see a setting where, like I said, maybe clerics are rare or something is rare. Or
but if we didn't pick that, it would be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously whatever. My opinion is also, as always, you know, whatever is going to be most fun for you guys is probably going to be most fun for me too. So,
cool. No reason.
No particular reason. Jeremy Montoya says, how many thousands of dollars do I need to give you, specifically Thrifty Nerd, to have an end of campaign, end of credits, final scene of Jet meeting the Raven Queen for a final redemption arc teaser? Just to not actually happen.
a post credits?
Yeah, like a stinger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, I mean, if it's coming directly to me, I probably wouldn't be that many thousands. Probably a few.
Wait a minute. Listen, I will take Jet into any of your games to give him the redemption arc he deserves. if you pay me money.
That motherfucker.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll even tell you it's canonical. We don't need Michael.
There's so few characters that I just have a deep disdain for. And I don't want Jet to ever get a redemption arc.
You're so mad at him. Fallen off a cliff. And Nika, if you've got questions, just buzz.
No, I read mine.
Okay. Fallen off a cliff asks, any comics, manga you're currently reading? I am currently reading Noragami. I've got trying a new thing where I don't look at screens at night. I'm doing a very bad job at it. So I bought like the paper version. And Noragami is very, very good. There's an anime for the first arc or two.
Ooh.
But it keeps going after that. And it's an amazing thing. I think it's a team of, they're both women, the artist and the writer. And the art is just fantastic. The story is really interesting. I love it very much.
Cool.
It's about a shitty god who's like, he's like bad at being a god.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he like runs around and he's not really bad at being a god, but he's doesn't have a shrine, so he could disappear at any moment kind of thing.
Oh my god.
And
he wears
a tracksuit. It's very good.
Nice. I have Sunstone that I was reading for my trip, but then I got motion sick on the plane. But it is a comic about two ladies who get a little hot and heavy with some,
what?
Yeah, with some like whips and chains, and they maybe spank each other.
Mika, are you feeling all right?
What's it called?
Sunstone. It's like a legit comic. It's not just a prawn. It's
good
real.
Plot.
Yeah. No, it is. They like it. Well, I didn't get that far into it before I got motion sick, to be fair. So
before I finished.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many hot dogs can Rowan eat in a single sitting? Asks Wes Best Mess. We have to answer this for Jennifer.
I think Rowan could eat 7.
She could put down a few dogs.
Yeah. How many hot dogs could we eat?
I can't eat that many hot dogs.
Really?
I could eat a lot of dogs.
How many hot dogs, Bachman? I feel like I could match you up to a certain number.
What's that number?
Double digit.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I could do 10 dogs.
You could eat 10 hot.
I think I could eat 7.
Do I have to do the buns?
Okay. We could double dog one bun, two dogs, one bun.
Okay.
But that you have to eat at least one bun per two dogs.
For lunch today?
I think I could eat 10 hot dogs.
That's so many hot dogs.
5 buns, 10 hot dogs? Yeah.
For lunch today, I had hot dogs. This is a real thing. We just bought a grill because we're American. And ooh, Bachman's playing at manga.
Yeah, he was getting his collection.
I had 2 hot dogs on 1 hamburger bun, and I was done.
Did you cut them longwise?
No.
Oh shit!
Didn't. Bachman, what you reading there, bud?
I haven't read a manga in a long time, but like somebody just reminded when they asked that question, I was like, oh shit! I bought all these at a garage sale.
Ooh.
Well, Persona 4.
Oh.
A garage sale, damn.
Yeah, I got.
Who had that? Whose house was that?
I'm missing a couple, but I got this for $10.
Holy shit!
That's amazing.
It's not bad.
What? How cool were the people whose garage sale you were at?
Well, no, the best way to get a deal like that is for them to not be cool and not know what they're selling you.
Oh.
For them to just be like, oh.
So they had a family member.
Those are my kids' books. Yeah, sure.
I was going to say, yeah.
Damn. Cartoons? Yeah, you can have them.
Demon Slayer is another good one. People are zigzags in and ask them in the chat for other comic manga reference suggestions. Demon Slayer is amazing. Haikyuu is amazing. They're both done, which is sad. I do like One Piece a lot.
You would.
I do like it a lot.
Gross. Gross.
I'm sorry, but it's they're such sweet boys.
How long is Demon Slayer the manga?
Not that long. I mean, there's maybe 300 issues, 400, something like that.
Oh, a minute.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
Tater Tot 9 asks, favorite One Piece arc, Michael? The current one's pretty good. I'm not sure how it's going to end. I really like, for a short one, when they have a stupid competition against the like foxy pirates or whatever. And Luffy has an afro because it makes him fight better. Because he looks so cool. It's like the dumbest arc. I love it.
Damn.
Trunk John asks, what is your favorite chip flavor?
Oh, we just got some spicy barbecue Ruffles that are like spicier than a jalapeno chip, but they taste like barbecue. So they're like super spicy barbecue. They're so good. But I've also been thinking about All Dressed.
All Dressed are great. You go to Canada.
So delicious.
Bachman, you got a chip preference?
Corn
chip. That's great. we like pretty much every weekend go to the Asian grocery store.
And there's so many good flavors.
And I typically try to buy the weirdest one I can.
Yeah.
And last week I was like, Italian meat sauce flavor. Okay. And then it was delicious.
Oh my God. Have you ever found one that you really, really love and you're like, I want so many more of these chips, but then you go back and they're not there anymore?
Yeah. I don't remember what they're called. They're these like cheese puffs, and there's an ape on the cover or on the package. And I wish I could describe how good they taste, but I actually tweeted at the store. It was like, what were those things? And they responded and they bought more. And we went back and bought a lot of them.
Oh, shit.
And Carly was like, I wonder if they'll just buy a whole carton for us. Can we do that?
I've been buying Hot Wheels tracks at Dollar Tree because they sell two of the long pieces for a dollar. And like, usually they only have like three or so there. And I'll just buy everything they have. And then I just went and I'll be back.
Oh, no. I feel like Bachman.
He just likes corn chips.
Bachman smells like Fritos.
Matthew M. Morris asks, whose body has become most accustomed to the party's terrible diet? I think that's a pretty easy one.
I think it's Lonnie.
It's gotta be Lonnie.
She's a trash can anyway. So
yeah, she doesn't even need to eat.
Yeah, she just does it for the toots.
She just does it.
She likes it whenever her belly rumbles because then it feels like wrestling inside. You ever felt your tummy wrestle?
Nika, you can answer this one.
Okay. How many were there?
Bogman bought a lot of Hot Wheels tracks.
It's like 37
holy shit.
Pieces.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
You're going to make a lot of Hot Wheels.
I can't believe you spent $40 on Hot Wheels.
No, like individual. So there's two pieces of track per.
Oh, so you have like 38.
Wow.
This is a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You said you had 37.
And I told you the number of pieces.
Right. Okay. But you said you had 37. And if they come in a pack of two, you either had 36 or 38. So I was trying to figure out what. So I was going with 38. To divide it down
a lot.
To 18.
He's got a lot of tracks.
So you spent about $20.
Yeah.
We've seen Tim and Michael DM and Bachman BM already. The Bachelor Master or something?
Did Bachman poop on camera?
No, there was like the Bachelorette parties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When do we get to hear Nika and Jennifer DM?
Well, we were just talking about it.
What is that?
I think it would be cool. I'm just really afraid because I feel like I have, whenever I write lots of little like parts for games and I'm like, this is really cool. But I feel like I have to write out too many details. So then it's like trying to tell this story and then I'm like, I'm just trying to write an audiobook, not like play D&D. So I think I'm bad at that and I don't know how to change that. But I have ideas. I have like a whole game that I really want to run for you guys because I think it would be super fun. And it would be perfect for Ari because it'd be like three games maybe.
Just do it.
It'd be spoopy.
Freaking do
spoopy
it.
Space.
Freaking do it, Nika. Or do Foaming Tankard. Do that too. Or do something. Just do it's something. Scary. Great. People will love it.
It would not be 3.5. I haven't played 3.5 in so long. So I like 5e for having like just no rules, just right.
Philly Pitchers asks if I like baseball. I haven't watched it in a few years.
Uh-oh. Damn. You gave up on America's Past.
I watched it a lot with like my dad growing up and stuff.
But so
I know things about baseball, but yeah. You gotta have a lot of time on your hands if you want to watch a baseball game.
I mean, it's America's pastime.
Going to a game is great.
I've been to one.
Yeah, see, it's America's pastime. It's already taken. I'll find my own.
All right. Wow. We've blasted through a lot of questions.
Cool.
Connor Delaney asks, making characters. What do you do differently now compared to when you started the podcast?
I use D&D Beyond. That's really it, though. I don't. Everything else.
You don't have like a. You haven't changed like the sort of character you would like to.
No, because every time I play a new character, I try to play something I haven't played before, and I try to do like a character concept, and then build the character around the concept that I have. And I always have tried to make characters like that because I feel like I have a lot more fun with those characters than whenever I just make a character stats first. Character comes alive when you give it a personality.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Bachman, do you make characters differently now than when we started?
Nope. It's every bit as haphazardly as it was in the beginning.
What about you, Michael?
I think that I probably, because I, you know, I didn't play a lot before this. So, like, I always wanted to, but I didn't. But I definitely like playing dumb characters now.
They're so much more fun. You can get away with anything.
Yeah. I don't understand this. The choices in MP Hammy's question, fuck, marry, kill, Jason Momoa, Michael B. Jordan, and Kristen Stewart. Kind of threw me a curveball there. The end.
Oh my god. Okay, I think I want to marry Kristen Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Michael B. Jordan. And kill parody Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bachman, anything?
Who's Jason Momoa again?
Jason Momoa is Aquaman.
He's Aquaman. He's Khal Drogo on Game of Thrones.
Oh, kill Aquaman. Who's Kristen Stewart again?
I had to Google her as well.
What? Kristen Stewart?
She's a small white girl.
She's Bella from Twilight.
Oh, kill Kristen Stewart then.
I haven't seen Twilight.
What? fault. It was the writer's fault. It was trash.
Wait, I never understand these questions. If you marry someone, are you not allowed to fuck them?
Yeah, you're not allowed to
Allowed to fuck them. You're just having a companionship.
It's like be roommates is really what it is.
Yeah.
What if I kill two of them and I save fucking and marrying for the other one?
You can't do that.
Why not?
You can't do that.
Are you saying that? What, do I lose my ability to kill after I've killed one person? What kind of a fucking power is that?
No, if you marry someone, you can't fuck them.
Like, if you kill someone, you're more likely to kill again. So these rules don't make any sense. Nika, you of all people should know if you kill someone, you're more likely to kill again.
You got my ass.
In the game that we're playing right now, I would fuck myself. I would marry Nika. I would kill Mike Bachman. I'm so mad at him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, cool. Wow, I think we did it. I think we mailbagged. Chad, do you have any last burning questions? Oh, and I would probably also kill Kristen Stewart, and I'd be happy to marry or fuck either of the guys.
I'd feel honored.
I'd be punching way above my weight either way.
It's just an honor to be nominated.
Oh my god.
Alright, cool. Anything else? Anything we got anything else? You good?
I think
I think we're good. Yeah.
Alright, sick.
I think we're done. Let's put it that way.
We are so done. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Anchor, at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning. I'm at Jennifer Geek. I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geekly.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you've finished marrying Jason Momoa, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Until next week, please keep it dicey.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at sirenscape.com.
That's y'all hear that? Fast. Y'all hear that rumor that they're going to do a crossover between the Fast and Furious and the Jurassic World franchises?
No, they're not.
No.
Like, I don't think that's actually going to happen, but man.
No, they're not. Man. Would you watch it?
Of course. Of course. In a heartbeat.
No.
Oh, no.
Too fast, too Cretaceous. whenever I went to go see Courtney, I used a bidet for the first time and it was so cool and I'm obsessed, so I bought two.
Bidets are great.
They're so fun.
Put them did both on the same toilet.
I did not get a warm one because my toilet doesn't sit close to a sink.
I was gonna ask if you got the warm one or not.
I wanted to, but now it's just like a really...
I don't think I could do a cold one.
It's very, you know, but some people say that they like to take cold showers in the morning. I can't do that, but I can just get the crispest.
Nika, it could be a warm one if you just...
crispy, you're going to need to use that bidet.
Nika, it could be a warm one if you just flush the system, right? Just flush the system if you want a warm bidet. That's all there is to it.
Oh, wait, no, it pulls it through. Fuck, damn it. I was wondering if I could just put a hot water in the back of the tank, but that, I could like do that and put steam in there and then just have like a steamy bubble.
All right, here's another internet question.
As a prank, just a prank, bro. I want to put soup in the top of somebody's toilet. So you flush it and it's just like loaded baked potato.
It's just, or it's just Campbell's chicken noodle, like five noodles come down.
Here's another dear internet question. No one has asked this. I'm just bringing it up. Someone at some point said, I think it was like, am I the asshole? I defrosted a chicken in the tank of my toilet bowl and yes. then cooked it and fed it to my wife. And she got mad at me.
You're the asshole.
Well, you're the asshole for telling her.
And the the argument was that there's not actually germs, and it was it was encased in a plastic or whatever. So
yeah, but depending on what they put in there, like if you put those bleach tablets in there, that stuff's really bad. It could.
No one brought up bleach tablets in show. That's a good point.
Y'all good motherfuckers point. Have some nasty ass toilets. I'm joking, JK. I've seen all your shitters. They're great.
Any toilet that I've ever like taken the top off of always has some sort of like brownish kind of buildup inside the tank. There's something going on in there, and I don't want it coming anywhere near my chicken.
I mean, you're in a bathroom already. Why not just use the tub or something?
Right. I'm pissing the sink.
Wait, well, back up. Why are we in the bathroom? I think that's
if we're defrosting in the bathroom for whatever reason, my first stop is not the toilet bowl.
Well, what if this is a studio apartment situation?
You're saying they just had a shower and that's why.
Yeah, like they don't, yeah. They could just put it in the shower though.
That's fair. We got to get into some more D&D questions. All right. Nika, this picture is really cool.
Thank you.
That you sent in the chat.
Oh, thank you. I did that.
That's rad. Nika's got cool makeup on that looks make her look like a Sith.
No, it's Sukuna.
No, it's a Sith.
No, I got little eyeballs, Michael. Under my eyeballs.
Did you enter into a pact, Nika?
I did. Yeah, I let him take over my body. And he said, you may not touch me. And I said, okay, hands off. Whatever you want to do.
How dare you touch my soul?
Ugh, God.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You've watched it? All right,
what's that?
You've watched it? Okay.
What, Demon Slayer?
JJK.
What are you talking about?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, no, I don't know what that is. Oh, no, I do know what that is. I do know what that is. I've watched the first three or four episodes.
But you don't seem super sold on it.
It wasn't as good as Ted Lasso, so I stopped watching it.
Oh, my God. Is it better or worse than Ted Lasso? And then between the winner of those two, better or worse than 60 Minutes?
Oh, my God.
Someday you guys are going to... You're going to come to me hat in hand and you're going to apologize.
I don't think so.
For not watching Ted Lasso soon.
I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is similar to what happened previously, was that you're going to finally watch JJK, and then you're going to mention to the chat, this is so good. Why did I wait? Literally no anime compares.
Why did I waste my time watching Ted Lasso when I could have been watching...
I can't believe I watched Ted Lasso.
Oh my God.
Jason Sudeikis as opposed
he's great. He's
hot so anime daddy.
He won a Golden Globe for that. All right, let's read some questions from the mailbag.
Oh yeah, there's also a panda in it. So, what does Ted Lasso have?
There's sort of a panda. Like, the first credits that they have, they've got them like running on rooftops or whatever. And then you get to like mid-season when they change the opening credits. And like, then he's doing other stuff. And it's like, no, wait, you never fulfilled the promise of like a sick-ass panda running across the rooftop from your first credits and you're moving on to new ones. He's done nothing.
But, like, he's still a character in the show.
But he's not. No, because you said a sick-ass panda. There's a panda. I'll give you that.
Did you
but that
say...
panda is full of shit.
Fair, what was fair. The show called again? It's
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Are you talking about that or are you talking about Ranma? Because that has a sick-ass panda.
No, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Ranma's better.
No, it's not!
But the boy turns into a girl when water splashes on him.
That's Ponyo.
Holy Romulus says that panda totally gets a fight. That's fine, but they've taken too long. Because they made it seem like they were going to get a fight early on, and then they just didn't.
And Ranma, the dad, turns into a panda every episode.
No!
Okay. Okay. Ooh, now you've got me. Jujutsu Kaisen is old news. I'm on the Ted Lasso Ranma train.
I just want people to consume good media. All right, let's hear your question. We gotta stop. We've got to get to these questions.
One more thing. Can I just show you this thing that I got at Michael's? It's so cool.
Like, Altoids tin.
We're gonna let's just not ask any questions.
Isn't it? It's a dragon. It's yes. Oh my god, is that a dragon
is that
form?
Ted Lasso action figure?
That's yes. It's actually a Ranma action figure.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay.
Those are both good. All right.
Tim asked a question, and I feel like we're getting in trouble.
Uh oh.
We're not. He just asked. He said, wait, did y'all just do the mailbag tonight? And I said, yeah. But like, oh God, he's not responding, but he's reading it.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Oh, we're so busted.
Did we get in trouble?
It's probably because we didn't update the title. And he's like, why is Pax St. Paxton playing?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.